Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment to stop in our busy lives and listen to God. First, let me read a few verses from the Bible. Psalm 42, verses 1 and 2. As the deer longs for streams of water, so I long for you, O God. I thirst for God, the living God. When can I go and stand before him? Having spent a couple of years in India, I'm very familiar with the challenges of living with intense heat. One lesson I learnt very swiftly is that you need to carry a drink with you at all times, but inevitably you sometimes forget, or at least I did. I can remember occasions when I was craving a drink, and I was happy to drink anything to slake my thirst. Deer are just the same. They can only bound around the countryside for so long before they need to search for a stream of cool, refreshing water. King David uses thirsty deer as an illustration of his longing for the living God. He was desperate to meet God. This psalm suggests that David was feeling depressed. Nothing seemed to be going right. It was a time of struggle and confusion, but he knew that God could satisfy him in a way that nothing else could. Many things give us satisfaction for a short while. Possessions, success, relationships, sex, status. But ultimately, none of those things, important and precious as they all are, can give us the lasting satisfaction that our eternal God and loving Heavenly Father can give us. Getting dehydrated isn't merely unpleasant, but medically dangerous. It needs to be avoided at all costs. But becoming spiritually dehydrated is even more perilous. Without the spiritual strength to face life's challenges, there's every possibility of us making foolish and destructive choices, which are likely to be damaging for those around us as well as ourselves. This means that it's vital to ensure that we're drinking regularly from the streams that God provides. We will all find spiritual strength in different ways, but prayer, reading the Bible and enjoying Christian fellowship will all be crucial elements. We need to reflect carefully on our daily pattern of life to ensure that we are getting the nourishment that we need. Our spiritual life and vitality depend upon it. Let me pray with you. Dear Lord, thank you that you're always ready to satisfy our spiritual thirst. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every weekday for Be Still and Know here on Premier.